Blog Talk Radio. Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Welcome to Wednesday night, or I guess this is Thursday morning for some of you. Congratulations, you made it. I'm Vince in the Bay, welcoming you to another cavalcade of mediocrity right here on Blog Talk Radio, starring yours truly. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. If you want to join me, feel free to dial in. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy, chit-chatters. Chit-chat in the chat room. Or call in. Metal Talk Radio, big ups to you for hanging out tonight. And always, shouts out to Metal Talk Radio, responsible for the obsession that is the Tiny Chat Insider Extreme Room. If you haven't been down there, kids, open it up in another window. I pasted it in the chat room, BTR. Likewise, if for some reason you're over at the Tiny Chat Room and you're not in the BTR room, well, then you're missing the show. That chit chat is that tiny chat is the insider extreme. You know, during when I'm playing songs, I might bullshit a little bit more on behind the scenes. But other than that, I will from time to time fondle my scrotum in front of the camera on that tiny chat as well. So it's worth tuning in both on BTR and in the tiny chat if you're tuning in live. If you're listening in the archives, I appreciate you downloading the show and listening to it, and encourage you to come hang out with me on air sometime. It's a tough crowd sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. I'm Vince the Bay. Big ups to the early chit-chatters, Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Hot Janelle, Hypno Resolutions 1, Metal Talk Radio, Rich Cannon, and Tracy Gamore. Good times, kids. Good times. People in the chit-chat room, make your friends over there in, well, you know, if you're in the tiny chat, make the kids over there aware that there is an actual Blog Talk Radio show attached to this tiny chat, monstrosity. Although it is kind of fun to go in there. I enjoy it. I really do. I really, I gotta post this in here. Yeah, you got Hot Janelle in there. Her boobs are just aching to pop out and be set free. You're just like in bed with her. Meanwhile, her husband, Cannabis Monk, is lurking in the shadows. That's kind of creepy, actually. You know, these two are like hanging out on opposite ends of the room. Him in the darkened shadows, her like perched up on the bed. I don't know. I'm getting a weird scenario playing out in my head here. I don't know what's going on, but whatever it is, what it is. Metal Talk Radio is partaking in some sort of contraband. Not going to say what it is, but yes, he is watching pirated Chinese movies. About it on the subway. Wow, the chit-chat room is starting to fill up here, kids. Good times, everybody. Welcome to the party. We got an hour and 45 minutes to go here, kids. If you want to join me, don't be shy. The number, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. I ran around all over the Bay today. I was down in the South Bay hanging out down there, and it was interesting. This is cannabis-related news, I suppose, but I was down in the South Bay, and apparently the city council was meeting to discuss proposing new, more stringent rules to be put on the cannabis dispensaries in San Jose. They just passed this law, this tax that just passed. They're going to add an extra like 5 or 10% tax onto the cannabis dispensaries in San Jose, on top of the 10% or whatever they already pay for state tax, sales tax. So on top of that, these dispensaries are now they're proposing rules that would limit the city to only 10 dispensaries. Only 10. And they're doing this in Los Angeles, too. It's gone through in Los Angeles, I believe. I don't know if it was just kind of like brought to committee or whatever in San Jose. I don't know if it's passed or anything, but I actually saw it on news. I was actually at my visiting my bud tender, and they have a little lounge, and they have a TV there that with cable, and they had the government channel on there, the city channel, and they broadcast you know, City Hall during city council meetings, which are open to the public, obviously. And it was kind of odd. It was actually odd, I thought, or coincidental, I guess, that I was just happened to be at the dispensary at the moment they were bringing up this legislation saying they might limit these dispensaries. So I'm basically sitting in this dispensary, which is one of my favorite places. It's really stand-up establishment, well-run, good people, good products, reasonable prices, easy in and out. You know, you couldn't ask for a better experience, in my opinion. You know, potentially these guys could be gone. You know, I'd be forced to go somewhere else. I mean, it's just kind of, to me, it's counterintuitive to the American way, really. I mean, if these dispensaries are, you know, if they're legal businesses, you know, the market should dictate how many dispensaries there are in existence. Right now, the market says there's about 100, and it can support it. If they can, but you know what? It supports it, but it doesn't really, because these things, these dispensaries crop up really fast. They pop up really fast. They're sort of like, almost like fly-by-night operations. They're around for a couple of months, and suddenly they're just like spotty. They're open a couple of days here and there, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And you know, it's just there's so much. There's so many loopholes these people have to jump through, and it's really a mess. And it's really sad. They passed this measure that raised the tax on it, and it barely passed. And I think it barely passed because a lot of people got duped into voting for it. Like, I think people said in their head, "Oh, hey, a marijuana tax. Yeah, I think marijuana should be taxed. Sure, it's legal. Why not tax it?" Not thinking that it's already being taxed with regular sales tax. Now the city's going to tax it even more. Like, how many other are there other businesses like that out there that pay a sales tax to the state and then also pay a special sales tax to the city that just because of their specific operation? Like, it's like people going out and saying, "Hey, you know what? All the bicycle shops in San Francisco have to pay 5% extra city sales tax just because they're bicycle shops." Bicycles are dangerous. You could die on a bicycle. Yeah. In fact, bicycles should be illegal. You know, in fact, we should tax bicycles like about 10% every time you buy a bike part, anything bicycle related. You buy anything in a bike shop, extra 5% tax. Just because it's bikes. Just because, you know, people go to bike shops. A lot of kids go there. You know, a lot of the youth go to bike shops. Sometimes there's seedy characters that all they do is ride bikes. I mean, they don't do anything else. They don't drive cars. They don't walk. They just ride bikes all the time. Whatever. Space Poet, what's up, dude? You want my email? Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Direct message me. You have to follow me and then direct message me. I'll get you. Vince in the Bay. Hypno Resolute. Go in the house. Yeah. I was all over the fucking joint today. I'm ready to just kick it, take some calls, play some music. Oh, I didn't have time to download some music. You know, I'm seriously toying with the idea of going to South by Southwest next week. I'm kind of interested in some of the artists there. No sound. Are you serious? No, you got to be kidding. No sound? Oh, there should be sound. Somebody tell Rich Cannon that he's got it's buffering or something. Whatever. Be patient with BTR. It takes a while for the page to load. There's bufferization going on. I might be Patriot Gregging too. That's quite possible. I don't think I am, but if somebody was to call in and confirm, why am I getting asked again? All right. It's Vince in the Bay, taking calls 347-826-7667. If you want to join me here, that's the number you call. You press the number 1, you join the conversation. We can chop it up about whatever, whenever, however, it don't matter. And we can talk about complete, utter bullshit. Speaking of which, the Jew's here. Hey, what's up, Jew?
Not downloading music was a good thing. You did good. Do you smoke an inordinate amount of pot, or is that normal for people out in California?
It's yeah, for some people that yeah, it's normal. I think I smoke a moderate amount compared to some people I know. What's the problem?
Is there a problem? Well, when I smoked pot, I didn't remember ever smoking that much or needing that much.
Okay.
Don't you smoke it, kind of wait, you know, whatever, or you keep going?
No, I smoked a little while ago, and I'm just kind of going with it right now, actually.
Is this medical marijuana?
See,
I don't understand that whole concept. Here's a tangible example.
Hopefully that you can wrap your brilliant mind around. Okay, this is what happened to me. I was having fits of depression and anxiety, and I was lethargic. I was just kind of lacked energy. And I tried a lot of different antidepressants with mixed results. I also had problems with smoking, off and on, you know, smoking cigarettes, not marijuana, but cigarettes, tobacco. I used to drink a lot. In fact, my entire 20s, I partied a lot. Just kind of wasted away, you know, a good chunk of my life. And so I tried for years and years and years. I bounced from antidepressant to antidepressant. And one of the antidepressants I had a really bad reaction to. And
let me guess, Prozac.
Close. It's one of the big ones. But it was the generic version of it. And it was interesting. Actually, I think it might have just been the batch of a particular generic version I had that was bad in retrospect, because I actually used the name brand and had better results. But I switched off of that name brand, went to another big name brand, which gave me, first of all, the first name brand I was on gave me a lot of bad side effects, like really bad side effects, like side effects that were like worse than what the symptoms were I was trying to treat. So I switched. I got off of that brand, moved to another antidepressant, which didn't give me as bad of side effects, but still had really bad side effects. But it did cure one thing. It cured my smoking. I don't feel like smoking cigarettes anymore. I have no urge to smoke cigarettes at all.
Wait a second. Are we talking about now or then?
But give me a second. Then and now. Once I switch to the second major medication, and it was also supplemented with another medication and several other medications that were supplemented to treat treat the side effects. Like, essentially, I was on this chain of drugs. Like, at one point, I was literally on like five different medications. One to treat the initial, like, sort of anxiety, depression, lethargy, whatever thing that was going on with me. And then another one to treat the side effects of that medication. And then two others to treat the side effects of that medication.
Can I tell you a maxim?
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm not done yet, dude. You'll get plenty of time, Jude. Don't worry about it. I always give you plenty of time. Don't worry about it. But at a certain point, I had a certain type of side effect that I wanted to treat, and I thought that marijuana would be the best thing for it, and it was. I was having trouble with insomnia as a result of all this fucked up medication. I had gone through Xanax and Ambien, tried both of those drugs, and got to the point where I was immune to both of those. They just didn't even work. So I started smoking indica marijuana at night, and it would just knock me out. I would just be I'd be completely immobile and useless and be able to fall asleep, no problem. Put on some like Pink Floyd and take it like a rip of that, and I'm good. And I found out that it like not only did it help me with sort of all these side effects that I were having with these other psychotropic drugs, I was like, you know what? I don't think I need any of these psychotropic drugs at all. I think all I need is just to smoke a little weed at night or here and there if I'm feeling like a little, you know, edgy or whatever. I just need to relax and chill out. Yeah, I smoke a couple of puffs and I'm good and I'm fine. I can breathe. I'm not all sweaty and panicky. I'm good. So it works for me. All right. I'm not saying it works for everybody. I'm not saying it should, I'm not saying anybody else should use it. I'm saying it works for me. All right. And I like the sativa. The sativa gives me a nice upper high. It helps me to it actually helps me focus and get motivated out of, it has the exact opposite effect of the indica. And, I've been off of all the psychotropic drugs, clean off the psychotropic drugs all the way since November. So November, the whole November, like end of October, early November. So November, December, October. I'm sorry, November, December, January, February. So I've been off of all this stuff for about 4 months now. And I feel great. I definitely felt some sort of withdrawals for a while, but again, the cannabis helped alleviate some of those problems. And honestly, I do admit I should probably moderate to take beach bum ism. I should moderate a little bit, and I think that's what you're kind of. In your way, Jew, this is what you're getting at, is that I should probably like chill out. Maybe I'm doing it a little bit, and that's fair, that's fine. But you know what? You only see me on the thing here for 2 hours every night. You don't know what I'm doing the other 22. All right, or maybe you do. I don't know, dude. You got a lot of time on your hands. I wouldn't put it past you. I'm sure you've doxed everybody on the fucking internet by now, three times over. Oh, brother. If anybody else wants to join me, the number here, 347-826-7667 is the number. And Space Poet is following me on Twitter. That is fantastic. I'm going to hit you up on there. Give me a minute. Let me get my technology situated here. All right, so Jew, what do you think about that?
I think that was a very paranoid soliloquy.
A paranoid soliloquy?
Yes.
All right, that's
you,
fair enough.
You feel that I have doxed you, really. Are you now just Debbie?
The very end. Okay, yeah, the end. I spiked it at the end with some paranoia just for you, bro.
Did you go overboard a little bit? What do you think?
What's that?
Did you go overboard just a little bit?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a fine line, Jew. It really is. It's a fine line, isn't it?
I tuned in to Debbie Daly.
Oh, wait, actually, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. You don't reveal anything about yourself. So you don't even have to worry about dancing that line now, do you?
Is that true? I tuned in to the Debbie Daly show tonight, and who did I hear?
I don't know. Who?
Whoever calls himself...
Bill Wagoner.
Nature Boy. No, I haven't heard from Bill in a while.
Oh, Nature Boy, okay.
The Nature Boy and some idiot by the name of Diesel, which I still think is one and the same.
No, two different people. Diesel Kilgore, yeah.
But wasn't the Nature Boy on your show cursing out Debbie Daly just days ago?
Yeah, of course, yes.
I'm still trying to figure out what goes on where they come, they tell us what a how horrible she is, and then they're back there.
Well, you have noticed that it happens to pretty much everybody she has on her show, right?
Like, yeah, what is that?
From day to day, like for example, Jeep Girl. One day I'll tune it. I remember a couple, months ago now probably, but I remember at one point Jeep Girl was like, you know, her little handmaiden, and then the next day she's just like booting her out of the chat saying, Jeep Girl, she just isn't allowed here. She just shouldn't be here. And then the next day, Jeep Girl's back on and laughing and hooping and hollering. And it's just like, what in the hell is going on with these people? Are they all bipolar? And they just all like out of sync or in sync at the same time? How does that work?
I think they're all nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah, of course.
I've not heard Ogles in a while. What happened to Ogles? This is, I think, the
Ogles.
Longest I've not heard Stevie.
Ogles.
Steve Ogles. You know, Steve Rush, Steve Ogles.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the last time I've heard him.
Yeah, it's been
Probably a couple of weeks, yeah. But then again, I have to admit, I don't call in a lot. So, I mean, I don't listen to Debbie a lot, so...
I haven't either for days. I just sort of tuned in tonight because I got some work done and figured it was whatever. What's going on with Ken?
Oh, you're asking me? I don't know. I would presume that you would know before me. A couple of days ago, he came through my chat and was in the chat room for a little bit. And
he was still in the hospital.
Kind of was like, is he really?
Well, no, he was still in the hospital when he came through a couple of days ago. Maybe they killed him.
Yeah, I don't know. He was kind of like in and out. He didn't really say much, so I don't know what's up with him.
You know, that's interesting that you just sparked a. I was in my Google alerts today. You know, my Google alerts. I've got so many Google accounts, and I was going through all my Google accounts trying to figure out what had AdWords credits in it. You know, all that kind of crap, right? And on my one Google AdWords, on my one Google account, I've got Google Alerts. You ever use Google Alerts?
No, I have not.
Google Alerts are cool. Now, talk about this whole, I don't even like this word doxing. I think this word doxing sucks. But talk about getting information on people that comes up as it comes up. Google Alerts is absolutely the best way to do it.
So tell us about it.
Okay, so you just put in a search term. So like, I haven't put in your name since you're paranoid, but now that you have sort of got me thinking about it, I thought, all right, since you think
I'm going to do it now. The can of worms is open now. Yeah, do it, dude.
All right, check it out.
Deep dive.
You put
deep
in
dive
the name.
Into this thing.
You put in the name and you put in the type of search. How often you want to be notified as it happens, all results, and deliver it to my email. So there you go. Boom. Now, anything that comes up with your name on it, I'll get a Google alert. It's fascinating. I got all my friends, everybody that I know. You'd be amazed what you find out about people when you do this.
All right, so it's Google Alerts. Let me check this. I'm going to try this now. I want to see what
I can do. Google.com/alerts. Just log into your Google account and /alerts.
Yep.
And you'd be amazed at what you'll find out. It's like, you know, people you know that are under, you know, might be under indictment. You know, when the indictment comes down, you know about it before they do. It's cool.
Well, you know, I'm gonna know about it when they do now because I'm gonna alert myself of myself. So if any shit goes down with me, I'm gonna know. Seriously.
Absolutely. Now you know what you stopped me from saying at the time.
I created my own alert.
Very good.
Oh, you know what? I already have one actually. That's what that's all about. That is why that happens. I must have already did this once upon a time.
There was a reason for my call, huh?
Yeah, it's all coming together now, Jew. Thank you very much. You finally put the piece of the puzzle together. So I've been getting these alerts in my email about anything posted video-wise having to do with Zach Galifianakis. And I love Zach Galifianakis, don't get me wrong, but I don't need to be alerted every goddamn time there's a video posted of him on the internet. And that's what I've been getting this whole time, is that Google alert. Oh, I can finally get rid of that shit. Sorry, Zach.
How do you spell that? Because I kind of like that name. I would like to know all about
Zach. Oh, you know what? I just deleted it, and I'd have to read it. Somebody in the chat, just Zach Galifianakis, please, people. Somebody.
Yeah. You got to know about that guy.
That's right. Anywho, it's Vincent LeMay here with the One Angry Jew. If you guys want to join us here, I know this is quite a party, and you guys are getting extremely entertained. I hope you're all enjoying Google Alerts now. Let's all alert each other of each other right now at the same time, shall we? All right. Well, while you're alerting yourself, I'm going to play some music. How about that? Okay, here we go. I'm Vincent the Bank. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Oh, yeah. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to our good friends, Nature Boy and Nature Girl. What's going on?
Nature Girl is not here, but the Nature Boy is here. Vince in the Bay, how you
what's
doing tonight?
Boy? Doing good, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing, Vincent May. I called to see what the hell you've been up to.
Oh, dude, I've just been kicking it freestyle here, doing my show as per usual. I did a big show last night, all music-related. I do Tuesday nights. Now I'm doing new releases Tuesday. So just playing new music, good for good or for bad. I played some new Raekwon. You heard the new Raekwon?
No.
It's pretty badass, dude. You should hear it.
I don't even know who in the hell this Raekwon character is.
You know the Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh, yeah. I know the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. You need to go to school, brother.
Monster! Hey! The Shaolin deliberately tried to use the Lord to learn our Wu-Tang sword fighting.
The Shaolin would never do that, wouldn't you? The Shaolin have always looked down on us. Are you afraid the Wu-Tang will become more famous than you?
You.
So you used your Shaolin poison to set up my master and deliberately frame me?
That's nonsense.
It's not nonsense. I saw it myself.
Nonsense. The Shaolin have nothing to fear from the Wu-Tang but our sword fighting.
Villages, gangsters, pillages, paintbrushes, new whips, blue fifths, Louis, Shalaw shit, ostrich, turtlenecks, the chef already reps, lean off the petty jets, we buy the very best, outfits, powerful rich, pounces, camel clips, one bump, two lumps, a shotgun, a new jumpsuit, flying spur, buying herb, new kick, designer bird, she on and we up, let's re-up, we freed up, Jake said it, Ray made it, clientele, we gon' sell, you gon' starve, he gon' jail, night boots, swimmer whales, better snuff, surgical, leather gloves, never loves, we gon' kill, take it to the hell, we forever real, old grudges, old luggage, you ill with no budget, you shoot and we spray, kill off this old buzzer, we love it, can't stand it, you hit the wound menu, we found it, stay grounded, we will, we still scramble.
Hey, hey, hold your fire! You two traitors, you've mixed the Shaolin and Wu-Tang.
No, we have not, it's just that they're the same. That's right, my lord, you misunderstand how Kung Fu works, it doesn't belong to anybody. It evolved.
The wrist flipper, the grave sitter, babysitter, the jaw twister, open the vault, call your sister. The Pyrex are up in the pile, live as Twister, blunt rolling, only a roll on, some whispers. Knee slapper, the gap packer, blackjacker, extortionist, friendly as fuck, barber backer. One's folder over the stove, gold rover, the gear dresser, the chop bagger, Marvin Hagler. Rap stabber, eat you alive, gold tarantula, 16 paces and blow, hold the heckler. Tense down, axle fold. Stolen rolling, all y'all niggas that know me, y'all owe me.
I don't give a damn. Listen.
And I'll kill anyone who dares to go against me.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Oh, it's Raekwon, brand new Raekwon featuring... nobody. Actually, it's like the only track in the entire record that's not him featuring somebody else. Seriously, dude, these hip hop people are out of control. Like, sir, you can't. Apparently, there's a new hip hop ordinance, a mandate that every track has to have at least one featured guest artist. I guess. Except for that, that one was just featuring just like a bunch of fucking sound bites. But that was Shaolin versus Wu-Tang. Raekwon off his new one. And that was a successful attempt at getting rid of the Nature Boy. That's how you do it, kids. Just play some hip-hop. Throws them off. If you want to join me, I don't have to play hip-hop. I can talk to you. You can confess your deepest, darkest fantasies and desires to me, or I can fulfill those if you want. There's plenty of time in the program. We're just about getting ready to wrap up the first hour here. It's been an amazing ride so far. I really appreciate all the calls, especially from the Jew and Nature Boy, I guess.
Nature Boy, what a putz.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone, dude. You just play some hip-hop and he's out of here.
Oh, really?
I forgot. He hates hip-hop. The other guy likes it. Diesel Kilgore, I think he actually likes hip-hop.
Hold on, we got an emergency going on. Are you watching this Tiny Chat crap?
No, what's happening in Tiny Chat?
That beach bum bastard's about to eat a dog, look.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, I thought that was... Oh, that's a dog?
That fucker's getting ready to eat a dog.
I thought that was a big rat.
Find out where he is, get the SPCA on. It's a fucking emergency. Hurry up.
I thought that was his penis, actually. I thought he was playing with his... the head of his cock there.
He's fattening the thing up. He's about to eat it. Look at him. I mean, doesn't it look like he'd consume anything? I mean, the guy was shoving fucking tasty cakes around. He must live near there on the East Coast. He was showing tasty cakes, donuts, and God knows what else. That dog doesn't stand a chance.
Amen, brother. Preaching to the choir. You guys want to join us here? The number 347-826-7667. Cannabis Monk, Fish Tank Shitter. You guys are hanging out here, laying in low on the cut on the switchboard. You guys are welcome to chime in at any point. Don't be shy. Hey, speaking of Debbie Daly and Cannabis Monk, Jew, did you hear the episode the other day where Cannabis Monk was on her show, like the entire show?
No, I did not. I don't even know who Cannabis... Oh, Cannabis Monk is on there, right? Oh, no, he's not. Oh, yeah, he is. He's the guy that lurks in the shadows. Now, see, I wouldn't expect him to eat a dog, but the guy with the white hair over there, I expect him to be chomping on that poor fucker any moment now. Probably has no tail because of that fucker.
You're probably right. Hey, the Jew calls it like he sees it. I can't fault him for that.
Can't help it. Gotta call it. I do have to call it as I see it.
Hey, Jew, did you hear about this story? I heard about it today on the radio. There's this guy that has been in jail for like 30 years for like violently killing a small boy, a 5-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
And he's due to potentially be released early for good behavior and all that, whatever mumbo jumbo.
Right.
After 30 years or whatever. And the dad of the boy who was killed has vowed to kill this guy if he's released. He's publicly stated that he is going to kill this man if they release him early. Or they release him at all.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Well, should anybody do anything if this guy gets released? Should this guy get a restraining order? What should happen? And this guy sounds like
restraining
order
is not going to stop anybody.
They interviewed his kids. His kids are like freaking out. They're like, "Oh my god, I don't want to lose my dad. What's he talking about?"
Maybe his dad knows something we don't.
He's like in his 60s, maybe like mid 60s, late 60s. He's kind of just like, "I don't give a fuck. I just, you know."
We used to have a talk show host around these parts. He went by the moniker of Evil Herb. His name was Herb Homer. Herb died. He's about 86, 87 years old. Had a real good life, made lots of money. He was in absolutely an icon in talk radio. In fact, he probably started the talk radio genre years ago, I mean 20-some years ago. And Irv always said that he kept a list, that if he ever knew that when he was going to die, he was going to take a bunch of people with him, people he thought that deserved to go. Now, what did he do with that? Chris Irv dropped dead on stage, so he didn't have a chance to execute the list, but it was a good conversation, good idea, I thought.
Uh-huh. Well, that, to me, that sounds more,
Well, doesn't everybody tell you to leave the world a better place than when you came in? Haven't you heard all those good excuses to tell you?
I've heard that saying, yes.
Okay, so you heard all the goody two shoes that say, you should always leave the world a better place than when you came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
now can you think of some people? Can you think of some people, or one or two people that you know, that if you took them with you, you would leave the world a better place?
Yes, I can. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, there you go. Then you understand what he was talking about.
Uh huh. You're
now,
number one on the list, dude. You're number
there
one.
There is
bro.
A yes, but you don't know who I am. Now there is a actually you do, but it doesn't matter. I have been banned from the tiny chat room. Why is that?
No, really?
It says I've been banned. Yeah, who banned me?
That happened to me too. Actually, I got banned from my own chat room before.
Did you?
It's Evan, dude. Metal Talk Radio. He's in charge
Why
of that.
Is
that whole
Evan in charge
and
of the
I, like he one time like I was on there and I actually fell asleep and I left it open, but I came back and I had been banned.
I see.
Like, I guess he banned me because I wasn't participating. I don't know. He's crazy, dude. He's like a Nazi in that chat room. You gotta like be chilling there.
And yet he was laughing uproariously at my comments about that white-haired bastard eating a dog.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take calls, shall we? Area code 209, you're on the air.
Mid of the day, I just went to a new store today and got a free book of matches to light my cigarettes with, and I'd say that these Made in the USA D.D. Bean & Sons matches are great. They work fantastically.
There you go. That's, that's free advice right there, kids. Free experience. That's content. That's real radio right there. Take a little gander at that little fastball that Diesel Kilgore just snuck by us right there. Did you see that? Amazing work. He is a true master craftsman of the airwaves. So, Diesel, you just missed your little girlfriend, the Nature Boy. Are you guys friends, or what's your deal? What's going on?
Yeah,
I can't keep up with the saga. I really can't. I just can't. I can't process it anymore. There's no more bandwidth. I'm sorry. I don't know. You got to tell me what's happening.
Hey, I do not want to use up any more bandwidth for drama and bullcrap. There's nothing personal between me and Ric Flair. I mean, we're friends. We're good friends. It's all business. And I'm not going to be second fiddle to Debbie Daly or Prankville USA or any of it. I'm not going to be second fiddle. I mean, I'll do my own damn thing when I feel like it, you know?
Wow, second fiddle. Can he play the fiddle?
I'm Scottish, one angry
yeah,
Jew. I'll play
the
that
Jew,
fiddle.
Yeah, the Jew is putting a band together. He's looking for a fiddle player, so he's having a try.
I'm a Scottish fiddle player. My name is Diesel Kilgore for a reason.
Hey.
I know the fiddle, my friend.
I have carried... Guess who I grabbed in here to talk to Diesel Kilgore?
Yo.
Well, if it isn't the golden voice of radio himself, the American badass, a.k.a. the American Dad, a.k.a. Billy Wags, a.k.a. Mr. Rock and Roll, the late night BTR airwaves. It's Bill Wagner. What's going on, dude?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while since we heard you around these parts. What's new? What's cooking, man?
Oh, just cooking up the multi-millions of dollars. That's what's cooking. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. What's cooking on Vince on the Vate on in, yeah, the Vince in the Bay show. You're in LA tonight? Is that right? Or
no,
was that yesterday?
Incorrect. No, that was scratched. We might be doing that next week. I don't know. I had something fall through at the last minute, and it didn't happen. But maybe next week. I don't know. I'm also kind of tempted to check out South by Southwest.
I need breaking news.
So who's this Diesel dude?
Diesel Kilgore, who apparently has breaking news. What's that, Diesel?
I have breaking. Not breaking news, I just want to know the scoop. Are you taking I-5, 101, Highway 1, or are you flying a plane out of SFO?
Well, I have my own private jet that I fly out of a small little airport in Hayward.
I should have known Vince the Bay had a G6. Oh, no.
It's just one of the little Cessna deals. It's like a little toy. I play with it on the weekends. It's fun.
That's fine. Don't crash into no building, though.
I don't plan on doing that. I do want to go to Austin, Texas, though. I really do. Next week, there's a South by Southwest going on. And there's actually quite a few artists I want to check out. Some friends of mine are in a band. And their band's called The Park, and it's basically just a rhythm section. It's a drummer, bass player, and a keyboard player, and they back up all kinds of different people, like hip hop, R&B, whatever, you name it. And they're playing with like four different hip hop and R&B acts at South by Southwest. It's insane. I kind of want to go out there and just follow them around and film all their gigs and record all their stuff and do like a whole show just based on them alone. But I don't know if I'll be able to swing that. We'll see.
Is the South by Southwest place the same place they filmed for the PBS great show Austin City Limits?
Well, no, not necessarily. The South by Southwest Festival, it's like a 3 or 4 day festival where it's spread out at different clubs, different venues all over the place. It's not one central like festival like most summer festivals. This is like spread out over I've never been to Austin ever, but I want to go, and I'd love to go during South by Southwest, which apparently gets really crazy. But apparently, you know, it just goes off. You know, there's just every club is hopping with live music, you know, whether it's affiliated with the festival or not. It's kind of like the, you know, the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes.
It's kind of like the musical equivalent of the Sundance Film Festival. All the sort of up and coming, edgy, indie artists are there. And, you know, and there's a few big names that will just kind of like pop in just for cameo appearances and shit like that. But it's supposed to be like a legit like convention for like up and coming artists and industry people and sort of kind of like Park City with Sundance. And of course, just like that, it's kind of blown up out of proportion and gotten, you know, sort of commercialized and watered down and oversaturated or whatever you want to call it. But it's still fun. It still sounds like a great time. And a lot of my friends are musicians, and they're going to be out there. And they always just kind of like beam about it. So I might try to check it out. If not, I don't know. If not, maybe I'll go down to L.A. I was going to try to do it today, and think it just fell through. So whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay, taking calls at 347-826-7667. If you want to join me here, we can chit-chat about anything. I want to thank the One Angry Jew and Bill Wagoner for joining me there for a second. They dropped off. I don't know if I scared them away by talking about music. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to take a little break here in a second, if you want to join me, jumping into the second hour of programming here. The broadcast tonight brought to you in part by Super Silver Haze and AK-47 Keith. Good times. Very, very good times. If you want to catch up with me on the internet, you can do so at twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And you'll know, you'll get timely alerts and updates and deep, insightful knowledge on the economy and humorous little tidbits, anecdotes, 140 characters or less. Yeah. Also, if you're listening to me live in the Blog Talk Radio chat, I thank you very much. You can also join the party over in the Tiny Chat as well, tinychat.com/VinceInTheBay. That would be yours truly.
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome. All right, so I played some Raekwon. I'm trying to figure out what I want to play next here. I'm going to get in some music here. Oh, did you guys hear about Phil Collins? Apparently he's like officially retired from doing music. Did I hear that right? Say it ain't so, Phil. I got to confirm that. I'm going to take a break and look into this. I'll be right back. You want to join me? The number 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. That's right, kids. Oh, fuck. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you, having some technical difficulties, doing some Patriot Greg action there. But yes, you are correct. The rumors have been confirmed. Phil has quit the Stu Studio. That's right. Phil Collins has ended his career and confirmed. He's ended speculation that his career he's going to quit the music business, and he has confirmed that he's quitting the music business. In a statement, he said that he was leaving the business due to a full-time due to wanting to be a full-time father to his two young sons, and not because of bad musical reviews or bad press. Why would he throw that in there? Why would you even say, just leave it at that? Why do you even have to, like, was there even bad reviews? I don't even know. Phil got bad press? I mean, who doesn't get bad press? Why would he even mention that? In a statement, he said he was leaving the business to be a full-time father to his two young sons and not because of bad musical reviews or bad press. Was that in the fucking press release he left? I got to see the actual press release. I don't know if this is... I'm getting this off of ITV.com, but it's saying that in a statement, he said he was leaving the business to be a full-time father to his two young sons and not because of bad musical reviews or bad press. Why would you even put that in there? I mean, you might as well list all the things he's not doing it for, right? If you're gonna include some of the things he's not doing it for, why don't you include, he's not doing it because he cheated on his wife for the last 15 years on the road. He's also not doing it because he's afraid his marriage and his life is falling apart and he's going through a personal crisis. He's also not doing it because he's richer than a motherfucker and can afford to sit on his ass for the next 50 years if he wants. Speculation about his future began following a magazine interview in which the former Genesis drummer said, quote, "It feels like a good time to stop for a while." That's my English accent, by the way. Collins has sold an estimated 100 million albums as a solo artist. Almost as many as I have. And he's quitting? You're so close, Phil. He said some of the newspaper articles had portrayed him as a tormented weirdo, but he reassured fans there was no need for the straitjacket. Now, this is pretty hilarious, actually, considering the current climate we're in right now, you know, in regards to entertainers. With Charlie Sheen running around on the loose out there, I don't think anybody has to be worried about being portrayed as a tormented weirdo. Phil, I think you're safe at this point. I think Gary Busey looks sane at this point, all right? We're all in the clear for a little while, as long as Charlie Sheen keeps things up, right? Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Denson LeBay. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. Let's bring on Fish Tank Shitter. Go ahead,
hey,
Fish Tank Shitter. What's up?
What's
dude?
Going on, Vince?
Well, just hanging out here, dude. Trying to get over Phil Collins, calling it quits, dude.
I know. I've grown against Phil Collins for about a little over a decade, man. I've always just wanted to see how I'd fare in a fist fight against that bastard.
Right. Good time.
I'm sorry to see him go, man.
Yeah, you know what? Good luck, Phil. Whatever. We had good times. It was fun while it lasted. We'll still have all the hits. You know, maybe Steve Miller will join you.
Yeah, don't worry about your fans, dude. Just go make Jell-O Jigglers and gingerbread houses with your kids, man. It's all good.
Pretty much. Yeah, you know what? He should do what the Jew was talking about. I don't know if you were listening earlier. The Jew was talking about, like, I don't know, he was saying something about when somebody was saying that when they go out, they want to bring some, when they die, they want to bring somebody out with them. Well, maybe Phil Collins should take some people with him, like maybe Celine Dion.
Yeah. Yeah, she could stand to go. Who else, man? I'm already sick of, like, Lady Gaga and all that stuff. So
yeah, Lady Gaga can retire at this point. Yeah, absolutely. Lady Gaga can retire. Britney should retire. And she should retire and sit on my lap. She should just retire and sit on my lap all day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when she turns into the next Charlie Sheen freakout show, man. It's going to be a good fucking show.
Didn't she already do that?
I hope I didn't miss it, man.
Hey, have you heard this new Jim Norton CD that just came out?
No.
Oh, you got to check it out, dude. He talks about Britney. He talks about her vagina.
Oh, yeah? You got any of those tracks queued up or anything?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, here you go. Check it out.
You know who I'm tired of in the media? I've had enough of Britney Spears. I am tired of this fucking bitch. I mean, I like her more now because she looks like me. But what bothers me about her is she's a phony. See, she's trying to shed that mom image and recapture her sex appeal. Paris Hilton is a legitimate sex symbol because at least she was wonderful for us and fucked and filmed it. You got to respect that. There's a big H in the back and she's, wah, wah, you know, that's a good egg. Britney's a coward, man. She doesn't have the guts to do that. So she gives us all these sneak peeks, these little oopsie shots of her getting out of the limo. Oopsie daisy. Look at her awful, ugly pussy. She has an ugly, ugly pussy. It looks like Bill Murray's mouth in Caddyshack. See, she's trying to shed that mom image.
Spit it out, cause I'm dying for company.
To recapture her sex appeal.
I notice that you got it. You notice that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, sicker than the remix. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for?
Sex appeal.
Anyone?
Get you off with the touch, dancing in the dark.
Sex appeal.
You notice what I'm wearing. I notice when you're staring. You know that I can take it. Just in the level, baby. Harder than the A-list. Next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it no more. Never felt like this before.
What you waiting for?
tired of this fucking bitch.
O-S-H-I-T.
She's a phony.
Deal with it. A way it can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Street gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667.
Vince in the Bay. We got about a half hour to go here. Let's take some calls, shall we? I got a fish tank shitter still hanging with me, and I'm going to bring out another call here from the 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Yes, hello. I am calling to say hello to you, Vince, a long time caller, listener, first time caller, yeah?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is The Big Jew.
The Big Jew?
Yes. Not to be confused with any other Jew that you know. I see you know many Jews, yes?
You're the Big Jew. Oh, this is great. We are so used to having the one angry Jew on here. It's actually a breath of fresh air to have another Jew. You're the Big Jew, you said.
I am the Big Happy Jew, Vince. No anger.
BHJ.
Yes, the Big Happy Jew. Yes, I'm calling to see if you know any Jewish girls for me.
Oh, I do, actually. I have one. I think we have some Jewish girls in. Actually, if you go into the tiny chat, Beach Bum has got a Jewish girl in bed with him right now. She's beautiful. She's got a large schnauzer. She's kind of splayed out. She's got a really long tongue that hangs out of her mouth.
Does she have a hairy pussy?
Oh, absolutely. It's a jungle down there, bro.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. You like a hairy pussy, Vince.
Oh, that's the... I mean, what you haven't had a pussy until you've had a hairy pussy, you know? It's nice to have something to, like... you know, I get bored down there, and my tongue just kind of swirling around when the chick's all shaved. It's nice to have something to twirl around and twist,
yeah.
You know? It's kind of like when you're bored and you just start... And you have long hair and you just play with your hair with your finger. I do the same thing with my tongue down there. Or... You know, I grew out my own pubic hair just so I can play with my finger down there.
Oh, no, it's very
so
good.
It's
you, even, you keep clean your teeth. You clean with your floss, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
So you're the big happy. Wait, so you're the big happy. Let me get this right. You're the big happy Jew.
Yes, I'm
so
big.
We have the one. You just missed the one. You just missed the one angry Jew. Now
yes,
we have the big happy Jew. I'm team big happy Jew. By the way, fuck the one angry Jew.
Yes,
I've seen Happy Jew.
I think he's a piece of shit, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
He's very shit. Mm-hmm. So, Vince, you tell me about, I want to know.
Winning.
Yes, hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yes, Vince. My wife, I just...
oh,
I
yeah,
just
your wife's there?
Well, no, she's not here yet.
Hey,
you know what?
Hey, you know what today is? It's Mardi Gras, second day of Mardi Gras. You know what your wife needs to do? She needs to show her boobs.
Well, I've been trying to get my
Can your wife...
wife
show us her boobs?
No, she's
Show
really
your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Well, I will show you my tit. You want to see mine?
No, actually, no. No, I'd rather not.
But I'm very blessed. Vince, very, very rude. We don't do that in the Jewish community. We let each other talk.
Hey, you know what? You know who's got a message for the Jewish community? There's a gentleman that does a daytime radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. Good friend of the program. He actually has a message for you. It's more of a universal message to all Jews, especially just for you.
Yes.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
That's very not nice, Vince. That is shit talk. Very not nice.
Hey, it's not me. That's Ghost. That has nothing to do with me. I he actually shaves that. That's actually more directed usually to the one angry Jew when he comes on the program. I think if Ghost met the one happy Jew, he would probably not have the same approach with you. I can already tell that he would like you, actually, because he's not an anti-Semite necessarily. He just doesn't like the one angry Jew.
Oh,
so
he
probably
must
like you.
Me. Yes, he's
he doesn't hate all Jews. He doesn't hate all Jews. He just hates that Jew, and I'm kind of on par with him with that.
I just like homosexuals, Vince. I see sometimes that people refer to you as a homosexual. Yes.
Yeah, they call me Vincent the Gay. I mean, whatever, dude.
You must not like, no?
Vince is not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that
I'm pretty sure he's talking about the other gay.
That's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
He's just saying that he's not.
It really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know.
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking, hey, that's not good. But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay. And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah, you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
No, he might be gay. He might be gay. Yes?
No, I'm not, dude. Just because I'm in the Bay Area doesn't mean I'm gay. Come on. Right,
no,
hey, listen, hey, dude. One happy Jew, or big happy Jew. Hey, stay right there. Let's take some calls.
Yes,
I got another call on another blocked number. 111. You're on the air.
Yes, it's Fat Red Dragon on the air.
You're Fat Red Dragon.
Yes, Fat Red Dragon here.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I don't appreciate all this banter about gay people. I have to be gay myself, and I don't really appreciate.
He sounds very gay, Vince. I don't like this sound.
I do believe you should hang up on this individual. I think he's making fun and light of the gay community, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's the freedom of speech. I am Jewish.
I don't care if you're Jewish. You can stick your yarmulke up your peephole. I don't care.
No, you look at people. I do not stick yarmulke people.
Stop maligning the gay community. That's all I ask. Stop.
No, I don't like you. You're gay.
I don't like you. You're Jewish and you're cheap.
No, it's not cheap. I buy everything. I buy my women very sexy.
I don't care what you buy. You're probably sitting there with your big curly fries hairdo and drinking the condemned juice. I know what kind of individual you are, and you're very quick to snap on the gay community.
No, it's not true. It's not true. Listen, I don't like... Vince, please hang up on this gay man. Please, Vince.
No. No, I don't believe I should be hung upon. I'm an American, and because I'm an American, I have the right to be gay if I choose.
Vince, he might try to kiss you through the phone.
I'm
party.
A troll and a liar.
Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
Vince, he might try to kiss you through the phone, Vince. He might, please. I don't want you to be gay. You are close to being gay, but don't let him kiss you.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You know what? I've gone through a lot of shit. I've had guys anal bleach my ass, you know, give me anal bleachings. I've returned the favor. And look, I'm still straight. It doesn't matter.
You must dabble in it, Vince. You must.
Well, in San Francisco, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, guys give other guys blowjobs. It's no big deal. It doesn't mean you're gay. You know,
it's when you start dating people.
That when you start dating your significant other is a man. That's when you're gay. Like just because I fucked some guy this morning doesn't mean I'm gay, right? Because I'm not married to him. And I don't want to get married to him. All right,
Vince,
let's take some more calls. What?
Vince, I don't know. You're going to turn me into the angry Jew. He must have been happy Jew, but you make him angry because you're gay.
I'm not gay, dude. I told you.
Vince Bay.
Yes, but it sounds really gay.
It doesn't mean I'm gay. It doesn't mean I'm gay, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. Who is that fat red dragon?
Yeah, he's still here. Yeah.
He's gay. He tried to kiss you, Vince. I think you tried kissing him.
He didn't kiss me, all right? We pecked, all right? That's different. We didn't, like, make out.
But did he touch you with his tongue?
I
don't appreciate all this banter. Hello? Vince, he's listening.
He is listening. He's right there. He can hear everything.
I think he's gay bashing going on. I will not stand idly by and listen to this gay bashing. I'm sorry. You're a homosexual.
Thank you very much.
Vince,
I don't talk about the Jews. Why do you talk about the gay community? I don't talk about the Jews.
Because you guys try to take every man away from Vince.
No doubt. An U-factor of 10.
All right, let's go. Let's take more calls here. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got 20 minutes to go. Let's take, I guess, the Nature Boy again. Nature Boy, you're back for more, huh? What's up, dude?
Where is Osama at? Was that Osama I was just listening to?
Osama,
you son of a bitch. We've been looking for you. Is that Osama bin Laden that you were just talking to there?
I have no idea. There's so many idiots on the line right now. It's hard to keep track of them, to tell you the truth.
Put them all on the line with the Nature Boy.
You're all on the line with the Nature Boy.
Even
Cannabis Muck, too. You know what the hell? I don't care. You're on, too, bro.
I'm looking for weapons of mass destruction. From you, Osama.
I know what. Oh, you know what else we need? We need the music, too, right, Nature Boy?
I want to give a shout out to the Nature Boy.
Osama, shut up! Fuck you, bitch!
All right, hey, before we put the music on, let's put the Jew on. Hey, somebody's feedback. Let's start muting people.
I think it is the gay guy.
Back. Yeah, it is the gay guy. All right, Jew, you're back.
I'm sorry,
Jew,
did I hear somebody call for a Jew?
Is that
Jew, we don't know what called for you.
We have a big happening.
Sounds like you got a bunch of retards online.
Hey, it sounds, yeah. Are you listening to yourself there, Jew?
Which retard
You're about
is that?
The biggest retard I know. This
What's
is your
calling
daddy.
Himself now?
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, your daddy.
Yeah, also known as Diesel Kilgore.
As your daddy. That's right, I'm your biological daddy. Hey, don't talk to daddy. Don't talk what daddy's talking there, son. That's rude.
Play the two, Joey.
Hold on a second. Did I hear you lost your job?
That's right, it's the feud, and we've got the one angry Jew.
He's here with us tonight,
ladies and gentlemen. Jew, how are you?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, the retard just crawled out.
This is not good.
We also have Osama bin Laden. Osama, how are you?
Very good.
Thank you very much, Osama.
And we have the good man.
Yes, and we have the gay man, Vince in the Bay. How you doing, Vince?
Debbie, can you call in? Call in, Debbie, open the
network. And yes, we also have our final contestant. Here she is, the president herself, Debbie Daly. Give it up for Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
Debbie?
He's not here, Vince. Give it up.
Very fine. Nibs. anybody wants to join, you know what? I want female callers for the next 15 minutes to get, or 15
right.
minutes left.
No
female callers only.
This show, man.
Well, except for Nature Boy. Except for Nature Boy, he doesn't count. All right. Females only for the next 18 minutes. Right now, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Laying low here with, I had a couple of Jews there. I had the big happy Jew, and I had the one angry Jew for a while.
I'm sorry.
You guys just
this thing
each
is
other.
Big happy Jew.
I actually know a big happy Jew, to tell you the truth. I know a guy, he's 6 foot seven, and he's a Jew, and he gets freestyle rap, and he's a Reiki healer. He's an amazing talent. You should check him out. His name is the Slacker Prophet. You should check him out on the internet, YouTube him, Slacker Prophet. He also goes by the Coolest Hipster Ever. You look on YouTube for Coolest Hipster Ever, black and white videos. That's the dude we're talking about. If you're a lady, call in now. It's Mardi Gras, ladies.
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
That's right. We encourage you to show your tits. All right, let's go back to the phone line, shall we? I have a Jota 305. Jota 305. Go ahead. You're on the air.
This is the gay Jew.
Oh, sweet. We have a gay Jew now?
Yeah.
Nice. What's up, gay Jew? What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling to talk to the happy Jew, the big Jew. Is he still on?
Oh, no, he's gone. We just have the angry Jew.
Oh. I was just going to suggest that if he were to rape me anally through a hole in a sheet, it wouldn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Because he wouldn't see me.
All right, let's take another call. This might be the happy Jew. Let's see if it's him. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Do you take any prescribed medication, sir?
Hello? Hi, who's this?
Take any other kind of medication.
It's my mother.
Oh, okay.
Outrageous!
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
And we're back. It's Vince in the Bay, everybody. If you want to join me, we've got about 15 minutes left in this little taco stand of a late night BTR show I call Disorderly Conduct. And it's pretty much shaping up to be just that right now, don't you think, Nature Boy?
Yes, I think so there, Vince of the Bay. I think it's shaping up to be one hell of a night. Oh.
All right, all right. We've
put
got,
the music
we've got
back on.
All right, we got.
All right, he's just.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg.
This is my show now. You're all.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's still my show. All right. You kids, settle down. Simmer down now. I'm trying to find. I think I know one of these could buried in here. In one of these calls is the one, the big happy Jew. Let's see if this is it. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's me, Carl.
Oh, Carl, yeah, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
You remember, we met at the urinals.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you, I told you not to call this number. I told you this was the number for my show.
I know.
Different,
I know.
A separate number.
I apologize.
Thing.
I apologize, baby.
Yeah.
But
I'm doing the show right
I,
now. It's live. So have you been listening? Do you want to have the conversation?
Well, I just... I have your car keys, and I can't find the house key. Can you let me in the back door, please, or is it open? Because I hear the door's open.
It should be the round. It's the only one on the chain that's sort
no,
of roundish
no.
and
I know
and
it's
proper looking.
No, I know, I know. You know what? I met this really cute guy at the bar tonight, and he used the car, and it smells kind of weird now. So I just wanted. Can you come downstairs, please?
I've literally got 5 111 callers on the air, and what this looks like it's turned into is a big panel discussion. Apparently, we've got a huge panel of trolls, and I'm just gonna shoot questions at them as we go down the line here. Before we get into that, let's take a brief moment to say hello to everybody in the chit-chat room. That room is filled with the likes of Beach Bum 55, Cannabis Monk, Carlito from Mexico, Carlito del Mexico, Dumb Bastard, Fat Red Dragon, bunch of guest listeners. Thank you, guest listeners. Appreciate you hanging out. Also, Matilda's Blankets, Metal Talk Radio, Fanarab, and Tracy Gamore. Oh, yeah. It's Vince in the Bay. Not forgetting Matilda Blankets whatsoever. You got my back, Matilda. That is right. All right, we've got about 12 minutes to go here. We've had quite a few different characters call in. I got to tell you, you know, overall listenership numbers for the month, the last, month worth of shows, to be quite honest, have gone down considerably. I'm not going to lie. Still running stable, still doing good, still encouraging, but not doing the stellar numbers that I did back in, say, the day, heyday of, like, the Troll Wars and all that bull crap. But for some reason, I've been getting record number of live call-in callers. Like, the people that call in live to the show, on average, over the last, I'd say, week, 2 weeks, has been off the charts for me. It's weird how that it's sort of like inversely proportional. I don't get it. Then again, I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm just trying to vamp up the next 10 minutes here on this cavalcade of mediocrity we call disorderly conduct. Join me, 347-826-7667. Let's go back to the phones. I've lost track of where I went, where I was at. I have a blocked caller. You're on the air.
Ah! You little scumbag! What's your name, fat body?
Is that it?
Do you think I'm cute? Do you think I'm funny?
Okay. What else?
I'm asking the fucking questions here. Do you understand?
Alrighty then. What else?
I got your name. I got your ass. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you.
And then?
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
And then?
Ah! You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and shit down your neck. Or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you.
All right. Somebody is a big Stanley Kubrick Full Metal Jacket fan. Great film. Fantastic opening sequence. Probably goes down as the single best sequence in movie history, I think. When I went to film school, that was one of the scenes that we were shown in class as an example of just a complete, like, you don't even need the rest of the film. Just the opening, whatever, it's like 45 minutes, I think, or an hour maybe. The boot camp sequence, which takes up the first half of the movie, I think, is like a little movie in and of itself. You don't even need the rest of the movie where they actually go into battle. It's really just an epic piece of cinematic genius. I'm Vincent the Bay. Speaking of geniuses, we've only got 7 minutes to go. And then it's time to say goodbye. But before we do that, let's take a few more of these blocked callers. All right, got another 111. You are unmuted. What's up?
Guaranteed to suck.
Suck what?
No. That's not... I'm not the blocked caller, dude. It's Fish Tank Shifter.
No.
Yeah, I'm spawned.
You're right.
I've been sitting here.
You're correct, sir. I was just testing you, Fish Tank Shifter. Congratulations, you passed.
No,
all right,
no
let's
problem.
Take another call, shall we? All right, let's do this. Take another call. 111. You've been waiting patiently. Thank you so much for waiting. You're on the air.
Vince.
Yeah,
it's me, Carl, again.
Oh, Carl, what's up? Sorry, we lost you earlier. What's on your mind now?
No, I just wanted to know, did you feed the cats tonight or no?
I thought I told you to leave some food out for them.
No. Oh, God. And did you clean the litter box?
It's okay. Forget it. You know what?
No.
You know what? Chauncey's coming over tonight. He'll take care of it. It's fine.
Okay.
Moving on. Next caller. We got another 111. We're going to squeeze these in. We got a lot of people holding. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, precious. It's Granny Tranny. Hi.
Yeah, Granny Tranny. It's good to have you back, Granny Tranny.
Oh, precious. You're doing good. Keep it going, sweetie. Just keep it going.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We have a lot of people. The crew in the studio here loves it.
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
Are you showing your tits? I can't tell.
Yes, baby. They're hanging out. They're really hanging low.
That's hot. Oh, wow, they are. Ooh, wow, that's
actually... Give me a motorboat.
That's Seven is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. And my switchboard is freaking out on me. All right, kids. Who thinks you have a sensitive voice? All right. Good times. It's Vincent the Bay. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, kids. It's been a real good time. I appreciate the calls. Like I said, I've been getting a record off the chart number of callers. It's unbelievable, you know, the number of people that are dedicated to calling into this program and contributing to the group. Let's think of this as like a exquisite corpse. You know what I'm talking about? Isn't that what it's called? If the Jew was here, he'd tell me what was up. The exquisite corpse, I think, is what the surrealists used to call it. Well, whatever. That's what this is. Google it, kids. Google is your friend. Remember that. And before we get out of here, let's bring Fish Tank Shitter back on really quick. Fish Tank Shitter, any thoughts before we leave here tonight?
Oh, man. Have a good night. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, I'm baked.
Amen, brother. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate you laying low in the cut here with me tonight, Fish Tank Shitter, ladies and gentlemen. I got, wait, is this Granny Tranny? Granny Tranny, are you still here?
I'm
no?
No.
No. Okay, we have one. Wait, there's another 111. Yeah. Who is it? Who's that?
It's me, Carl.
Carl! Right. I'm sorry, Carl. No, everybody's got their number blocked. Carl, you included Carl, so I can't tell who's who. Do you have anything you want to say before we leave?
Yeah. I'll be home in 2 minutes. Are you naked now or no?
Yeah. If you were in my tiny chat right now, you'd see that I'm naked from the waist down.
Please.
Go over to tiny chat.
I don't want to share you with anyone, dude.
No, well, it's too late, dude. You know, this is not a, you knew the deal when you got into this relationship.
Well, maybe you could bring home one of the guys then, please. Can you bring home one of the guys?
I don't understand any of you people, and it doesn't matter because the show's over. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I appreciate the love as per usual. And as per usual, I encourage you all to join me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentLeBay. Follow me on there and check me out tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio for Disorderly Conduct. 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com/VincentLeBay. I love you all, and I look forward to making love to you all again very, very soon. And until next time, peace out.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate.
deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.